Welcome back to the Midday Show. And it is my pleasure to welcome Nikki Wilson to the Midday Show here on KZE. Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Adam, how are you doing?
Good. We know each other from the Triplex Cinema and some different events that occurred in the last couple of years. And now we're going to talk a little bit about a relatively new festival that you have, that you are the director of. And I'll just read this right off the Time and Space websites. First of all, I'm not only a big fan of yours and the work you've been doing, but also of Time and Space and what those guys are doing there. I'm fortunate that I live right across the river from Hudson. So like during those cold nights, I can still get over there in about 10, 15 minutes and enjoy an evening at Time and Space Limited. This Hudson venue is hosting the TriFest International Youth Film Festival, which is presenting showcases and celebrating film made by young filmmakers from around the world, age 25 years old and younger. TriFest International Youth Film Festival welcomes work across all genres, including narrative, documentary, experimental, and animation, with programs highlighting both international voices and stories rooted in the local region. TriFest will take place Friday, July 24th through Sunday, July 26th. And once again, I'm very lucky to have Nikki Wilson here with me today to talk a little bit about this unique festival. Nikki, where did you get the idea for this, or was this brought to you? How did this work
No,
out?
no. It actually, the genesis of it, Adam, was I was president of the Triplex Cinema over in Great Barrington,
Oh, I
and
know.
it seemed to me that we needed to do something to honor our local filmmakers, our local
Right.
youth filmmakers. You know, I really felt important to nurture and support young people in Berkshire County. And so I decided 3 years ago to start a festival that was specifically for Berkshire County teens. And what happened was I got submissions from people all over. And it kind of shocked me because I was only advertising in the schools and the local libraries, et cetera. Anyhow, I stepped back and took a look at it after the first festival we did for Berkshire County teens and said, you know, I think there is a need for us to have a festival where we can connect up young people with each other who all have the same interest in film and connect them around the world. And I looked into it and I saw there were only three other international youth film festivals in the world. One is in Seattle, which is the largest. It's called NIFTY. And the other two, one was in London and the other one was in India. And so we launched last September at the Triplex Cinema, the first international youth film festival. And I was amazed at how many people we got to submit, and we showed a bunch of films, and it went really, really well. And then this decision was made that we would go for another year. And as we made that decision, many of the people who had been filmmakers or been involved in the first incarnation of the TriFest International Youth Festival wanted to work with me again. And together, all of us, decided that we probably needed a venue that would be able to give us a summertime slot when students are able to travel more
Right.
easily. Number one, and the Triplex actually couldn't because of their schedule. And also being accessible to the train station so people can fly in and then take the train to Hudson. They can come into Albany or JFK or LaGuardia and then just take the train up and voila, you're in Hudson. And TSL, I have always been a huge admirer of the work that they do. Even though I live in Great Barrington, I would go over to see the films that I couldn't see anywhere else there.
Yeah, no, it's not too far. It's a straight shot from Great Barrington to Hudson, and almost like sister towns in a way, you know.
They are like sister towns, I think
Yeah.
of them. And so
And
anyhow,
but in some part due to something like what you're doing, by the way.
Yes, well, this is really great. I mean, the majority of we're going to do 3 days of films. We have 84 films. We have submissions from 29 countries around the world and across the United States. And it's been kind of awesome because we've gotten submissions from Rwanda and we've gotten
Amazing.
from Russia, Armenia, just countries I would not think that would necessarily even know about us.
Right.
You know, we do have submissions, obviously, from, you know, most of Asia, China, Japan, Hong Kong, South Korea, India, of course, is a big filmmaking country, so we get
Sure.
entries from there. And then most of Europe, Netherlands, France, UK, Spain, and of course, across the United States, as I said, in Canada and Mexico, our sister countries. And so it's been awesome. We had like 17 screeners. For our second year, we got over 250 films to look at, which kind of tripled an amount of our first year. We expect next
Amazing.
year to have that triple again, because from what I understand about film festivals, they kind of increase not like but double, but exponentially. And as more and more word gets out about the festival, I think we're in for a really good ride of having great films by young people. And so anyhow, we're very excited to be at DSL. They've been so cooperative, and Linda Musman, who's a creative director there, the artistic director, has given us full use of the building. So we'll have both theaters, we'll have the gallery, we'll be having talkbacks after each film. We have keynote speakers who are young filmmakers who've actually made it, who are like 30 years old, 31 years old, who've been at Sundance and have been heralded by the New York Times. So that's kind of a treat for the young people. Plus, we're having a 16 millimeter workshop that's open to the public, which is very cool, besides the young filmmakers. And in addition, we're having a big party Saturday night for the filmmakers at Spark of Hudson. And that will be also welcoming the public. So it's going to be a dance party with a DJ.
Wow, this has grown really quick in a very short amount of time. Are the subject matters of the films reflect the age of the filmmakers, or is the content by and large also dealing with topics for youth or of youth?
Well, one thing I see from last year and this year is that there's always an interest in relationships. So I think people who are younger tend to be more interested in the interactions of newly formed relationships. So we have that. But we also had, both in the past and very much again this year, the young filmmakers, which we call emerging filmmakers, by the way. So not to
Well put.
confuse them with, young people, the age limit is 25 and under.
Okay.
So, and most of our filmmakers are either in film school or are post-grad film programs or out trying to.
Just starting off, as you said, emerging filmmakers, maybe just getting their feet wet, starting to make shorts and well, although the opening night film is a feature film, so an
No,
ambitious.
actually, the
I
opening
beg your
night film
pardon.
is not a feature film. It's
Oh. I
actually a
stand
collection
corrected.
of, I think, 10 short films
Oh.
from around the world. And throughout the weekend, we have 10 different slots, and they each we are this year we're actually mixing the narrative, documentary, experimental, and animation in within the like the hour time slots, because we felt it's more interesting doing something thematically than it is according to genre. And it really works well, because you'll in one film, you'll see this beautiful film about a chicken dancer up in Canada, and how he deals with his relationship with his identity as a chicken dancer at the powwow by night, and by daytime, his other job is he works in an office. And so you see the contrast, even though some of the stuff that he wears at the powwow, he still holds on to in his day job in Canada. So it's interesting. We also, just to respond,
Yeah.
one more thing is, besides relationships, we see a lot of concern about education. We see a lot of concern about diversity. We see a lot of concern environmentally about the world. What the grown-ups, and I put that in quotes, are thinking about, these young people are really taking a shot at head on. They're really looking and examining. I remember last year we had three 17-year-old boys go down to the border in Mexico and US to see what was really going on and to document it. So this is very exciting. And the one other thing I'll say is, we learned last year that what the filmmakers most want from a filmmakers festival is to connect with each other. So
Right.
that, before we had very big, speakers last year, and at the end of the festival, what did they get the most out of it? Being able to talk with each other, to network.
Sure.
So
Right.
This year, we really have zeroed in on making sure that there's connections for the filmmakers and also for the public to come and appreciate what our youth are doing around the world.
Right. So out there, don't give up hope. There's some really great, talented folks coming up with full of ambition and creativity. And we'll see it at TriFest. You can visit trifest.org for tickets and for details about the schedule and all of the programming. And I please don't hesitate to partake in this fabulous
Just going to
weekend.
say the date, Adam. I don't think we said it's July 24th to
I
the
did at the
27th.
I did at the beginning,
Oh, did you?
but
I'm
we need
sorry.
to in Hudson, New York, July 24th through the 26th, and I think come 2027 we might have to look at additional venues because this thing is growing very quickly. Nikki Wilson, who is the founder and director of TriFest, thank you so much for coming on the Midday Show today, Nikki.
Thank you so much for having me, Adam, and I hope to see you at the festival.
I would love to be there. I'd love to. I'm going to have to figure out. Yeah, I think I'm so close to it. I have absolutely no excuse.
There you go. Okay, and I'll give you a free pass. Just let me know when you want to come.
Oh, I appreciate it very much. This has been the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE.